Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In response to my questions over 3 years ago, Governor Snyder said that the net present value of the state's debt and unfunded liabilities was $60 billion. When I then asked when the state of Michigan would prepare financial reports on an accrual basis, as required for the private sector, he pointed out that current governmental accounting standards prohibited this. On Monday, Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly sat down with some members of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, including me. After his remarks, he asked for questions. I described the prior questions and answers from the governor. Then I asked him about the impact of the new governmental accounting standards that took effect on October 1, requiring the state of Michigan to more fully disclose the extent of unfunded liabilities. He said he approved of using an accrual basis of accounting because it more accurately reflects expenditures in the year incurred. He then claimed that the state is on track to cover past unfunded liabilities over time, so that, barring unusual financial circumstances, unfunded liabilities would be paid off by the year 2034. Kelly then claimed that the government was fully paying its required pension liabilities each year and that the state's unfunded liabilities had declined by $20 billion since Governor Snyder had taken office in 2011. That all sounds good, but I have doubts about those claims. My understanding, and I'm going on memory now, is that the state of Michigan has not fully funded its actuarially required pension and retiree health care contributions for several years now. As a result, unfunded liabilities may have increased since Snyder took office. Even if what Kelly said was accurate, however, don't expect the state's unfunded liabilities to be paid off 18 years from now. That goal depends on realizing an investment return, which I find unrealistically high. Also, this assumes no economic downturns between now and then, which is not how the real world goes. So, while I hope for the best, I anticipate that current Michigan State Government employees will never receive all of their promised pension and health care benefits. That's it for today. Listen again next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.